हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः
ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः
ॐ यश्छन्दसां ऋषभो विश्वरूपः मयि प्रजा मयि सूर्यो भ्राजो दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः साङ्ख्ययोगो नाम साङ्ख्ययोगो नाम द्वितीयोऽध्यायः द्वितीयोऽध्यायः श्रीभगवानुवाच नासतो विद्यते भावो नाभावो विद्यते सतः
नासतो
विद्यते भावो नाभावो विद्यते सतः उभयोरपि दृष्टोऽन्तस्त्वनयोस्तत्त्वदर्शिभिः उभयोरपि दृष्टोऽन्तस्त्वनयोस्तत्त्वदर्शिभिः This verse, we've been seeing the past three classes, we've been doing the same verse. Sataha abhavaha na vidyate. Asataha bhavaha na vidyate. So it says, the sat has no non-existence, tat has no non-being, and asat has no being. And it says, it's been very well explained before, the sat exists by itself, and the asat, the mithya, you know, has no independent existence. It exists depending upon the sat. And this verse mainly, it explains what is sat. You know, sat is the cause, and sat is the existence, pure existence. And that sat has to be understood in terms of its swarupam as chit. Unless we understand what is chit, the chit being the sat cannot be clear. So the chit is pure knowledge, the pure knowledge. So what is the reality? The whole, the existence of the cause is the existence of the effect. Therefore, cause itself is the existence of the effect. And whole jagat is the effect. And the what is the cause of the jagat? We say the cause of the jagat is consciousness. And how is that consciousness? So we say existence of consciousness is the existence of the jagat, the universe. Therefore, consciousness is the existence of the universe. But how can we say consciousness is the existence of the jagat? Because consciousness is there as the, is available for understanding as the knower. So here we say consciousness is available for understanding as the knower. There's no way of arriving at what consciousness is. Even though you hear the word consciousness, what exactly is consciousness? So that's why the prakriya, drik drishya viveka prakriya, helps you to arrive at what the knower is. Actually speaking, we say knowing is not an action of the consciousness, action on the part of consciousness. Knowing is the very swarupam. Therefore, without the consciousness, no knowledge is possible. So from the standpoint of the knowledge which takes place, there must be the knower. Therefore, we say the knower is consciousness. And then, so without the knower, no knowledge is possible. Without the knowledge, no known is possible. Therefore, the existence of known is the existence of the knowledge. And existence of knowledge is the existence of the knower. Okay, the knower is basically pure knowledge. Therefore, the pure knowledge, the chit, the consciousness, is the existence of the jagat. Therefore, chit is the sat. They are not two different things. Chit is the sat. This we saw in the previous class. Then, and I also told you about the two, how chit is, how consciousness, the chit is there as the knower in all the cognitions, in all the knowledge of anything. So we saw, suppose whenever you have the, whenever you have the knowledge of an effect, there is, along with the knowledge of the effect, there is also knowledge of the cause. There's a cognition of the cause. You can never see the effect alone, independent of or without the cause. Every time you see the wave, you have to know, you have to see along with the wave the water. Similarly, in every knowledge, in every piece of knowledge, every bit of knowledge, the knower also is there, you know, inseparably with that. That's why the cognition of the knower, the pure cognition of the knower, okay, the pure knowledge without which no knowledge is possible, is in fact the sadbuddhihi. The cognition of the knowledge, okay, the cognition of the known, in fact, is the asadbuddhihi. See, knowledge also is known here. Asadbuddhihi. And this asadbuddhihi, asadbuddhi vishyaha, is subject to change. Asat buddhi vishyaha, the object of the cognition of asat buddhi, is subject to change. That is why it's called asat buddhi. And cognition of the sat buddhi is not subject to change. Why? Cognition, the object of the cognition of sat buddhi is sat. And object of cognition of asat buddhi is asat. Asat is subject to change and sat is not subject to change. And like how every, in every knowledge, there is a knower. And the known is subject to change. The knower is not subject to change. Like in the illumined objects are different, but still the illumining light is one and the same. Similarly, the objects of knowledge, the asat buddhi vishayaha, the object of the asat buddhi, no, will be subject vyabhicharati, keeps on changing. But the object of sadbuddhi does not change at all, like the light, the illumining light. So the knower is the same, the known keeps on changing. That we saw, because that's the swarup. Okay, the knower cannot change, knower is not object to change. That we saw then. Because we had some doubts, you see, okay, along with the, when the object of asadbuddhi, object of asadbuddhi, the asadbuddhi, the asat buddhi changes, along with that, the sat buddhi also changes. There was an argument, no, asat buddhi does not change at all. The easiness, no, never changes. It just continues to exist always. And we saw, then the other thing, okay, what happens to the last thing, what I had to say was, actually, suppose, when you say, there is a pot, and there is a pot, there is a flower, there is a bus, there is a mic, there is a person. When you say all these things, you know, asti, everything, the is, suppose in grammar, the is, suppose there is a pot means, the is, isness goes with the potness. When you say there is a bus, the isness goes with the bus. There is a flower, the isness goes with the, I mean, the flower. That means the easiness becomes an adjective for the object, the substantive. Suppose a flower is an object, and when you say there is a flower, the what is a flower. Therefore, that is in grammar, is an adjective. The flower is a substance, noun. The flower is a noun, is an adjective. And you say there is a bus. Bus is a noun, and is to be understood as an adjective. Like how when you say rose flower, the color rose is an adjective there. The flower is a noun. Like that, how the rose, the color, the pink, a rose is an adjective for the rose, the noun. Similarly, the is also in grammar is looked upon as an adjective for the object. What is? Now, is becomes an adjective for the object. There is a bus, is an adjective for the bus, is a person, is becomes an adjective for the person, book is an adjective for the book. This is a book. Then is becomes an adjective for the isness, becomes an adjective for the substantive, the object, the noun. And let me show the noun. Okay. An object indicated by a substantive, which is a noun, and isness is looked upon as adjective in grammar. Therefore, the person who raises the objection says, when you say there is a pot, so pot is broken, pot is a noun, the isness is adjective, so it is not possible for the adjective to exist independent of the noun. Along with the noun, the existence, the adjective also should disappear. Therefore, is also should disappear. That is his argument. Understand? In grammar, that is okay. But in philosophy, you know, in existentially, you know, we have to understand differently. No. You know, ease is not an adjective. Easeness is not an adjective. When easeness is existence, existence is the noun, and the object becomes the adjective. We change it. Okay? What is understood as an adjective becomes a noun, and what is understood as a noun becomes an adjective. Why? Because when you say there is a bus, okay, that implies existence, bus existence. There is a flower, the flower existence. When you say there is a cup, cup existence. Therefore, existence is the noun, and the other words become adjectives. Understand? Therefore, the objects may change, but existence becomes the same. Understand? Mm-hmm. So, sataha abhavaha na vidyate. The sat, understand? The objects of asad buddhi will be keeping on changing, but sat, object of sat buddhi will never change, does not change at all. Understand? Okay, now we can understand very clearly the consciousness does not change at all. Consciousness is the Sat, consciousness is the Chit, Chittaron is the Sat, very clear. So what now? What we have to understand, see, what is with all the Dvandvas, the pairs of opposites, such as pain and pleasure, and the pain and pleasure are caused by the external pairs of opposites such as victory, defeat, honor, dishonor, etc., etc. All those pairs of opposites, including the pain and pleasure, all of them are asat. They are not sat. Understand? They are all asat. Therefore, the pairs of opposites happen to be asat. They are subject to change. And they don't have independent existence. Okay, the asat, the pain, is nothing but sat, sat atma. The asat, pleasure, is also sat atma. In fact, the pain, we can't say, I have pain, but pain is me. There's much difference in saying, you see. The pain is the atma, understand? When you say, so the sat is the consciousness, the chit is the sat consciousness, the consciousness is the knower. Therefore, I, the knower, am the consciousness. In fact, when you solve what is there as the I is the consciousness. Understand? Therefore, really speaking, what about these other objects of asad buddhi vishyaha? Pain is an asad buddhi vishyaha. Pleasure is an asad buddhi vishyaha. Any, all the paths of opposites are asad buddhi vishyaha. All objects of asad buddhi. No? So, asad buddhi avishyaha means what? They are subject to change. They don't have independent existence. Understand? There are what then? In fact, pain is consciousness, pleasure is consciousness. Please understand. Pain is consciousness, pleasure is consciousness, victory is consciousness, defeat is consciousness, honor is consciousness, desire is consciousness, heat is consciousness, cold is consciousness. Why? Because all these paths of opposites are asat buddhi vishayaha. They are all nothing but, understand, asat buddhi vishayaha, they are sat, but sat, the sat, chit, atma is not asat buddhi vishayaha. Is it clear now? Therefore, how can the asat, oh Vidikama, we are worried about you, we are very concerned, really, we are all very, we are discussing about what happened to you.
Transport.
Before you came, then we started the class. We thought you must be okay. Okay, so here, see, the asat is, asat has no independent existence. Now you understand, this asat, all the pairs of opposites which are asat, which are dependent on sat for their existence, how can they cause any, you know, pain to the sadatma? Understand? And sat being the asat, sat is not the asat, but asat is sat, therefore, understand, who can cause any harm to who? Eka adhikaranatvam.
Eka
adhikaranatvam.
Eka adhikaranatvam.
Ghatadi visesha abhave. Na yuktam.
Na yuktam.
Iti chet.
Iti chet.
Na.
Na.
Eka adhikaranam. Adhikaranam means the same locus, the same substratum. For adjective and the noun, okay, substratum is the same. Understand? The name and the form of the flower and the color, okay, substratum is the same. They say pink flower, the pink and the flower, the locus is one and the same. For the adjective and the noun, adhikaranam, the substratum, the location, the place is one and the same. Adhikaranam means the location, the locus, the substratum, the place is one and the same. Okay, so when the noun visheshyam is noun, visheshanam is adjective, visheshya abhave, when the noun becomes absent, along with the noun, adjective also should become absent. Understand? That is possible in grammar. If we look at the easiness as an adjective for the object, substantive, grammatically, then it is possible. But here, in Vedanta, in existentially, philosophically, we don't look at easiness as an adjective. In fact, easiness, because easiness never becomes ease, sataha abhavaha na vidyate eva, the sat, the easiness never becomes non-existent. It has no non-existence at all. No, isn't it? Sat exists always. Sat is the existence. Sat alone lends existence to everything else. Understand? Therefore, sat has no non-existence. Therefore, what happens here? Sat is actually the noun. Okay? And all the nama rupas, the asat becomes the attributes. Like adjective. Therefore, whether the attributes are there or not, noun continues to exist. Understand? Is it clear? Therefore, let me finish the whole bhashma again. Next class, I'll sum up the whole thing. From 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like that. I think when I sum up the whole thing together, it will become very clear. Now, 3 bits I have given, 3 classes, 1 class, all of them together will sum up. Then, so not only that, then consciousness has no problem. Consciousness, what is a swarupam? Knowing is swarupam. So we say it is pure knowledge. Swarupa jnanam is consciousness. Chitta, knowing is swarupam, it's not an action. Therefore, whatever is there, illumining is its swarupam. Like light, nature of the light is illumining. Light is not opposed to any object which exists here. No, pink, I won't illumine. I illumine only green. It doesn't say that. Green or pink, it's there, it illumines. It's not there also, not being, it illumines the absence, it illumines the presence. So absence or presence or things are not opposed to light. I mean, light is not opposed to anything. If it is there, it illumines this being. If it is not there, it illumines its absence. Anything it illumines. Similarly, even consciousness can be with anything. So he says, not only it continues to exist, even with visesha bhave api, okay? Viseshanasya bhavaha bhavati means, in fact, viseshanam is visesham, visesham is viseshanam. Noun, understand, the easiness is always there. When you say the easiness is the noun, because existence and the object which is said to be the visesham, the noun, she is to be understood as an attribute for the existence. When you say flower is, okay, flower is, then easiness is not adjective for the flower. In fact, flower is an adjective for the easiness, which is the noun. Therefore, that is why even if the flower is not, the easiness continues to exist as what? Flower is not. Okay? The is not. And even if, okay, flower is not also, still easiness can say something as the leaf is, stem is, you know, stamen is, fragrance is, it can say something else is. The easiness can always be with something what is. And it exists, even nothing is there also, nothing is. What that is what? Easiness, okay, never disappears. That is sat. Understand? That's one thing. Then, not only that, idam udakam, say no? Iti, marichyadau, anyatara, abhave api, samanadhikaranya, darshanat. See, why when the, when you, why do you say this? Even if the substantive is not there, you say easiness goes. That's not true. Okay, easiness exists even if the object is not there, because easiness is the very noun. First he said, then the easiness can be even with things which are not. Easiness can be with the things which are. Easiness is with an object which is not. Understand? Like that, easiness can be even with the things which are really not, which are as though. For example, udakam. Udakam means water. We mistake the marichihi means the ray of light. Marichihi means ray of light. Understand? That's why sun is called marichivan. Okay. Marichihi is ray of light. But here, the marichihi, the ray of light, sometimes, you know, is mistaken for the mirage water. The ray of light sometimes appears to be water. Now, it looks as though there is water, mirage water. And you, from distance, you see the ray of light. Okay? And you mistake it for what? Water. The mirage is mistaken for the real water. Then you say water is. From distance you see, you can say water is. Really speaking, there is no water. There is only mirage, okay? There is only marichi. There is only ray of light. But so, there is no problem. Easiness can be with any such thing. Easiness exists even with the thing which is not really. Understand? Which is not really, it can be within marichyadi. Then what about the abhava, the ghata? The pot is or pot is not. Easiness is. Visesha bhave No, because easiness, according to Hindi grammar, easiness is adjective, so easiness should disappear. No, easiness is the noun, easiness is existence, the substantive which is noun for you should be understood as an attribute. In the absence of attribute, existence continues to exist. Whether the object is there or not, easiness continues to exist. When you say it is, you say it is. When it is not, it is not. It is there. Easiness still exists. And not only with these things, even Marichyado idam udakam, this is water. When do you say that? When you see the Marichyado darshane, when you see the Marichi, when you see the ray of light, you say idam udakam. Asti. This is water. When you say easiness can be with things which are not, which are as though, which are seemingly there. Understand, ease is always there. He explains, he gives one more example to say, easiness can be with anything, even which is not real also. Even for you to say, when you said there is something, there is water, even with that easiness can be there. Understand? Therefore, anyatara abhave api, even though there is no water, really speaking, this water is only marichi. But idam udakam iti, idam udakam, this is water. Okay, there, samanadhikaranya darshanath, even there, the same locus. Understand? Even there, existence is, the easiness is sat. Okay? And then Sadbuddhi Vishyaha is there. Okay, the Marich is what? Asadbuddhi Vishya. Understand? Therefore, Samanadhikaranyam, the same locus can be there. Even the object is not there. For the object and for the existence, Samanadhikaranyam, the same locus is there. Okay? Like what? Pot is means pot existence is. For the pot, for the existence, locus is the same. When the pot goes, still existence continues to exist. Existence continues to be there. Is this continues to be there? Is it clear or not? Okay. Tasmat. So what now? Tasmat. Wherever tasmat comes, Therefore what? All these arguments have been presented and very clearly explained. Therefore, sataha abhavaha na vidyate. The chit, the consciousness, which is available for understanding as the knower, which is pure knowledge, okay, because of which any knowledge is possible, okay, that chit alone is the sat, the existence with, for which there is no non-existence at all. Sataha abhavaha na vidyate. Okay? Sat is the atma, the self. And what about asat? Asat is the anatma. What is anatma? Subject to change, which has asataha bhavaha na vidyate. Asat has no independent existence. Existence of sat is the existence of asat. Sat is the existence of asat. Understand? Therefore, sat is nothing but asat. Understand? But asat is nothing but sat. Asat is nothing but sat. But the sat is not the asat. Ah, is it clear? Yeah. I was confused for a minute. Okay. For a second.
Just checking.
Okay. Therefore, what about asat then? What are all the asats? What are we worried about now? All these pairs of opposites? Come on. Understand their reality. How real are they? How real are these pairs of opposites which really shake us? Which torment us? So here, tasmat. Deha adehe.
Deha adehe.
Deha adehe means, deha adehi means, beginning, body onwards. Deha adehi, beginning from body, okay, onwards. What about deha? The physical body is asat. Asat means it has no independent existence. Dehasya, dehaha, asat. Dehaha is anatma. Dehaha is asat. And asataha, dehasya, anatmanaha, bhavaha, na vidyate. It has no independent existence. Understand now? It exists. Therefore, it asat. What is nature of the asat? It is subject to change. That is its nature. Then, not only deha adehe, deha adihi, dehaha, stula dehaha, sukshma dehaha, indriyani, you have to take all the five sense powers, five powers of organs of action, and five physiological functions, all that, and anything external to the physical body, everything is what? Asad buddhi vishayaha. All of them are the objects of asat buddhihi. Because they are all asat. They don't have independent existence. Asataha bhavaha na vidyate means what all these things reduce the whole jagat, including your body, mind, his complex as asat. Asat has no independent existence. So that means asat exists or not, asat real or not, asat is not unreal. It's not tuchyam. It is mithya. Mithya means what? It does exist, but while existing, it has no independent existence. It exists depending upon the sat, which is the atma. Because asat anatma is nothing but satatma. Therefore, sat dvandvasya. What is dvandvam? All pairs of opposites. Dvandvasya. Dvandvasya cha. What is dvandvam? Sakaranam. It has sakarana means that which has its own cause. What is the cause? For anything and everything, Atma is the cause. The Sat is the cause. Okay? Sakaranasya asataha. See, dvandvam is sakaranam. All the pairs of opposites have their cause because they exist depending upon the existence of the Sat. Okay? Depending upon the Sat. All the dvandvas, dehaha, all the pairs of opposites, they are asat. Why they are asat? Because they have their cause. They have their cause, therefore what? They are all effects. They are all effects means what? They don't have independent existence. Therefore, sakaranasya asataha na vidyate bhavaha. Na vidyate bhavaha. They don't have being at all. They don't have being at all means they don't have independent existence. Therefore, they are as though. They are as though. So, what are you worried about? Are you worried about the asat dvandvaha or are you worried about the sat? Okay? Sat atma. That's the question. Yatha, sorry, tatha, similarly, yatha deha dehe dvandvasya cha sakaranasya asataha bhavaha na vidyate, tatha, similarly, tatha, sataha cha atmanaha, abhavaha, avidyamanata, na vidyate. Similarly, the sat atma has no non-existence. Okay, he repeated, he made very clear what is subject to change, what is not subject to change, and how, what is the asat which is subject to change. Everything, the entire world of objects of experience is asat, including your body, mind, sense complex, all the dvandvas, especially pain and pleasure, everything, okay? They're all objects of experience. All the world of objects, the entire world of objects of experience is asat. When you say asat, it's subject to change. Not only that, it has no independent existence. So it is as though. That's made very clear. Then, what would be sat then? Sat is the atma, the chit. The sat atma, which is basically chit. Okay? The self. which is conscious, the pure consciousness, has no non-existence. Why? Because it does not exist depending upon something else. It exists by itself. Why? It is existence. The chit is existence by itself. Is sarvatra. Avyabhicharat iti avochama. So Shankara says, we had already seen, we had already said before, much earlier, from the beginning, avochama we had said. What had we said? He says here, avyabhicharvatra avyabhicharat. Sarvatra means everywhere, in every piece of cognition, what is avyabhicharati, what is na vyabhicharati at all, that which does not change at all is sadbuddhi vishayaha. What is sadbuddhi vishayaha? Sat. What is sat? Chit. Sadbuddhi vishayaha is sat, and that sat is chit. Chit is pure knowledge, and pure knowledge is there as the knower in every piece of known, in cognition. Therefore, sarvatra, sarveshu, vishayeshu, na vyabhicharati at all, avyabhicharat, therefore, sataha, abhavaha, na vidyate eva. Is it clear? Evam, atma anatmanoho. Now he says, now understand, Atma is Sat, Anatma is Asat. Okay? The knower is Sat, the known is Asat. The knower is Chit, pure consciousness. My God, so many here. Somebody is watching Doordarshan in India. Swamiji is interviewed at 9 o'clock. What's the time now? 9 o'clock means it's not 9 o'clock. No, India it is 9 o'clock. Jean, yes. It is 9 o'clock in India. Okay. They're texting me saying, we watched something like that. Okay, so he says, Atma anatmanoho sadasatoho. Sat, you know, Atma is Sat, Anatma is Asat. So Atma anatmanoho sadasatoho. Of these both Sat and Asat in the form of what? Atma and Anatma, Ubayoho of both, Api Drishtaha, Upalabdaha Antaha. That means what? Nirnayaha. Nirnayaha means the definite understanding of what is Sat and what is Asat. Okay? The truth of the knowledge of both Sat and Asat is very clear, is there. For whom he says, Sat, Sadeva, Asat, Asadeva, sorry, Sad Sadeva, Asad Asadeva, I'm sorry, read with this, Sat Sadeva, Asad Asadeva, Sat is Sat, Asat is Asat. What is Sat is Sat? Sat is Atma, Atma is Sat, Anatma is Asat. Understand? Sat is real, Asat is Mithya. Understand? That means what? Sat does not become Asat, Asat does not become Sat. When he says Sat Sadeva, Asat Asadeva means Sat does not become Asat, Asat does not become, cannot become Sat. Understand? Asat is Sat, but Sat is not Asat. Is it clear? Iti tu anayoho yatha uktayoho tattva darshibihi. So this, the truth of both Sat and Asat, the form of Atma and Anatma, okay, has been very clearly understood, known by the by this knowers of the truth, knowers of the truth. Is it clear now? So why should he discuss about Atma and Anatma, Sat and Asat? Suddenly the doubt may come. Why are you discussing Sat and Asat? anatma and atma because we know the smallness centered on the self is the problem. I am small. Iti notion is the problem. I am small, I am insignificant, I am insecure, I am unhappy, I am a mortal, I am going to die one day, okay, I want to live long happily. That the notion one has about oneself is the root cause of all our problems, and that root cause of, okay, and that notion we have about, any notion you have about yourself is ahankara. Understand? And that having ahankara is something wrong if you are egoistic, ahankari. You are allowed to be ahankari because you are helpless. You can't be nirahankari. You are ahankari. You must be ahankari, okay? Nothing wrong. But what's that ahankara, the notion, any wrong notion you have about yourself, and that you have it, the notion you have it helplessly, you know, naturally, choicelessly, because you mistake the non-self for the self, and you superimpose all the attributes, the limitations of the non-self upon the self. You mistake the body for the self, you mistake the mind for the self, you mistake the pranas for the self, you mistake all this non-self for the self. Luckily, you don't mistake anything external to the body, which is also non-self, for the self. If you mistake anything external to the body also for the self, then the treatment is different. Okay? But when you mistake the body onwards, mistake the non-self for the self, then you have all the notions you have about yourself, okay, are all erroneous. That ahankara results in what? In the effort, the smallness centered on the self, and thereby the effort to become free from smallness drives you to do a lot of things. And there again you go through, you have the experience of both pains and pleasures. And in life is all that you do, there will be both results, desirable and undesirable. They are the pairs of opposites. Desirable and undesirable together, the results which come as results of all that you do to free you from this notion of being small, no, they are all pairs of opposites. And those pairs of opposites again really shake us. That is when you want to get rid of those. You can never get rid of the pairs of opposites. You please understand what these pairs of opposites are. Then there is the result. You don't get rid of the pairs of opposites. You cannot drive away the pairs of opposites, but you can resolve the pairs of opposites, understanding their nature. Now you understand, okay? Therefore, when you understand what the pairs of opposites are, you resolve them, then you are free from them. So to understand the nature, what the pairs of opposites are, and to resolve them, you need to understand the truth of pairs of opposites. And the truth of pairs of opposites is their existence, the sat. And the sat is in fact the self, which is available for understanding as the knower, which is chit, the pure knowledge, the pure consciousness. That is why this verse discusses sat and asat. So it says all the pairs of opposites which really shake you are asat, which are nothing but sat. They don't have independent existence. The effect has no independent existence, okay, outside of the cause. It does not exist outside of the cause. Therefore, we say asat, the pairs of opposites which are asat are nothing but the sadatma. Where are they now? We'll resolve them, understand they're all manifestations of the sadatma. The asat pairs of opposites, asat dvandvaha, are nothing but manifestations of the sad atma. Then where are they? We say wave is the manifestation of the water. Where is the wave? Once you see the water, you can resolve the wave in the water in terms of understanding. Again, the word resolving is a big problem. Understand? Because it is to be understood very clearly. You will understand later on. But now, therefore, this is why it is discussed here. Where are the pairs of opposites? Are there pairs of opposites without you? Without the self? Without the knower? Understand? There is just you. Even you don't have pain, you don't have pleasure, because pain is you, pleasure also is you. That is what is said here. That is the truth. This is how Tattva Darshinaha have understood the pain and the pleasure like this. Pain is the self, pleasure also is the self, pain and pleasures, all the pairs of opposites are asat, and this asat pairs of opposites are nothing but the sadatma. This is the truth which has been understood by Tattva Darshis. Okay, we'll see that next. The very interesting, nice thing comes. Tat iti sarvanama.
Sarvanama.
So when you say tat, no, tat is what? In fact, it's a. So sarvanama. So we say tat means anything. Anything can tat means that. That can be indicated, that can indicate that when you said that, a pronoun can be a name for anything. That. Therefore, it's a sarvanama. Sarvanama is a pronoun. Understand? That it is sarvanama. But here, Shankara is very cleverly, sarvanama, what is Brahman? The reality. Okay? Reality is Brahman. Reality is Brahman. Therefore, what is everything, whole jagat? Asad atma, asad jagat. The asad world of objects, okay, is nothing but sad atma, sad brahma, satyam brahma, where everything is manifestation of that. Satyam brahma is the cause, okay, mithya jagat is the effect. Therefore, anything and everything which exists part and parcel of the mithya jagat is nothing but Brahman. Therefore, sarvasya nama, because everything is Brahman here, like every wave is water, water is not the wave. Similarly, consciousness Brahman, the Sat Atma, is not anything in the world, but everything and anything, any object of knowledge is what? Is Brahman. Therefore, understand, Brahman is the name, Brahman is everything, therefore, Tat can be the name of what? Everything. Tat can be used as a name for everything, therefore, Tat is equal to Brahman. Ah. Is it clear or not? Tat is a pronoun, which means that. That can be, and that, the pronoun, can be used as a name for anything. That is. Similarly here, everything here being Brahman, okay, therefore Brahman, so everything can be indicated by the word Tat. And Tat becomes the name of Brahman. Is it clear? Excellent. I say that. Excellent. Really excellent. Sarvam cha Brahma. See, we can say this, no? Sarvam cha Brahma. Yeah. When you say everything is Brahman, no? Sarvam cha Brahma. Everything is Brahman. Tasya nama. Tate. Therefore, because everything is Brahman, okay, Tat is the name of that Brahman. Everything is Brahman. Everything I'm indicated with the word Tat. Everything happens to be Brahman. Name of that Brahman is what now? Tat. Tasya nama, tasya brahmanaha nama Tat. Now we say it. Iti. Okay. Tadbhavaha tattvam. Excellent. See, tadbhavaha means tasya bhavaha. Tasya bhavaha means existence of that. No, the truth of that is what? Existence. Understand? The swarupam of that. Tasya bhavaha means swarupam of that Brahman, indicated by the word tat, is what? The truth, tatvam. Swarupam of tasya bhavaha means tasya brahmanaha bhavaha. Bhavaha means swarupam is what? Tatvam. Understand? Truth of the Brahman Tattvam. Brahmanaha yathatmyam.
Yathatmyam.
Yathatmyam. Please listen carefully here. When you say people, many people, Tattvam means people say truth. Tat, no? Tat is that. That is what now? Now we can understand Tat as Brahman. Tvam, when you add the Tvam, like it becomes abstract noun. Convert the pronoun into an abstract noun. Tattvam, thatness. Okay? A thatness means what? The nature of that Brahman, the truth of that Brahman, swarupam of that Brahman. Tattvam is abstract form, abstract noun of that word tat. Tat is Brahman here. Okay? Swarupam of Brahman is what? Tattvam. What is swarupam? Existence, consciousness. So here he explains, Shankaracharya, Brahmanaha yathatmyam yatha atma asti. It is called yathatmyam. Yathatmyam means swarupam, the intrinsic nature. See, Brahman, the atma, the self, the knower has to be understood only in terms of its swarupam. Why? Because the subtlest thing. Understand how I say, come on, understand, this is a flower. When I say it's a grass thing, it is easy to understand. When you understand, the mind has to understand its own locus, its own sarupam, where it exists. When mind understands something which is external to the mind, then mind has to result mind being extrovert. It's easy. When the mind has to understand its own sarupam, its own locus, understand, it is much subtler. Subtlest of the substance has to be understood. That is why the Brahmanaha yathatmyam, tasya bhavaha, tatvam, the abstract, the form of the truth of Brahman has to be understood in terms of its swarupam. What is swarupam? Existence. What is existence? Existence of the whole. What is it? Consciousness, which is available as pure knowledge. If you don't understand what is chit, what is pure knowledge, then you can never understand sat. Chit being sat has to be understood. Because first thing you understand in Drigdrishiveka Prakriya is knower. First you say knower, then there is no knower really speaking. Knower is actually the pure knowledge. Understand? We only for want of words now, we say knower. Because we need to add ER, otherwise we can't understand. Because we will disappear, you see, it will be very frightening. Therefore, we need to, the knower, you understand as knower is there very much, then that knower is the consciousness, the pure knowledge. Understand? And that chit has to become very clear. Then you understand the chit is sat. The Brahmanaha yathatmyam swarupam. Yathatmyam means swarupam. Okay. Tat drashtum shilam yesham te tatvadarshinaha. Okay. Tat drashtum shilam yesham. So those who are capable of seeing that swarupam, okay, and they are tattva darshinaha, they are the knowers or the seers of the truth. Taihi tattva darshibihi. Okay. So by those people, the truth of the sat and asat, atma and anatma, has been very clearly seen, known, understood. Tvamapi.
Tvamapi.
So what you have to do, Arjuna, now? Tvamapi. Read now. Tvamapi. Come on, read it.
Tvamapi.
You also. Okay? He says, Tattva darshinaha know the tattvam of both Atma and Anatma, Sat and Asat. They know, they have resolved Sasat. They understood all the pairs of opposites as Asat. Then they understood the Sat as the truth of the Asat. Understand existence of the Asat. They resolved the Asat in the Sat. Therefore, they are free. What you should do now? Tvamapi.
Tvamapi.
Tattva darshinam.
Drishtim
ashritya. You also, may you be given to the drishti. Drishti, no, their vision. Okay, following their vision, you also have the same vision. Understand what they have understood, what they have seen. Shokam.
Moham
cha.
Hitva.
See, if you also, if you surrender to their vision, ashritya, okay, ashritya, ashrayam kritva, surrendering to their vision means you also deliberately make efforts to have the same vision. That's the only solution. Other than understanding what is hasat, there's no way of, okay, becoming free from these paths of opposites. Tesham drishtim. Okay, ashritya. So here, then what can you do? You can shokam moham cha hitva. You can give up your, you can become free from shoka and I shouldn't say give up, okay? You can become free, having become free from shoka moha, sorrow and delusion. Sorrow is caused by delusion. Delusion is because of ignorance. Ignorance of what is asat and what is sat. It's called nitya, anitya viveka, vastu viveka. Okay? The discriminative, lack of discriminative understanding of what is sat and what is asat, no, is because of ignorance of sat. Once the ignorance of sat, if you understand what is sat, sat is actually the chit, if you understand, then you don't mistake the asat for sat. Then you have discriminative understanding of what is sat and what is asat, what is real, what is mithya. When you have, then you can be, you will be free from what? Moha. You are free from moha. Once you are free from this delusion, okay, then you are free from shokaha. It is the delusion which causes sorrow. I tell you, for all our shastram says, the shokaha is because of mohaha. Mohaha is because of ajnanam avidya. So shoka moham hitva. You can become free from shoka and the shoka, the shokam caused by moha. How? Having the same vision. What vision? Vision of the tattvadarshis. Then shita ushnadini. Niyata. Aniyata rupani.
Aniyata rupani.
Dvandvani.
Dvandvani.
Okay, all these dvandvas, okay, niyata, aniyata rupani, dvandvani, the sita ushnadi, all these sita ushnam, no, jaya, apajaya, parajaya, all these pairs of opposites, no, pairs of opposites, dvandvani, vikaraha, ayam, asan,
eva,
say, vikaraha means all these pairs of opposites are subject to change. Not only that, I am vikaraha asate, all these pairs of opposites are subject to change. And this is, in fact, asate, eva, how? Marichi jalavate, like the mirage water. How real is the mirage water? Understand? Mirage water, we can't say mirage water is not there at all, you can't say, because you do see the experience of mirage water, but mirage water is not really there, it is as though, Understand? Mm-hmm. Like the mirage water, even all the pairs of opposites also asat, they don't have independent existence. In fact, they are as though, I shouldn't say independent existence, they are as though mithya avabhasate. They appear to be there, they are really not. Avabhasate means they appear to be there, they are not really, they are as though. Iti, I'll tell you, don't worry. Manasi nischitya. Iti manasi nischitya. Don't say, hey Arjuna, don't simply accept because I am telling you. Please, you understand. Tesham tattudashnam drishtim ashritya. Okay, may you make efforts. Understand what is sat. Thereby, understand the difference between sat and asat. And have the vision of those, the truth of the, you know, the sat and asat, like a tattvadarshis. And have the vision, be free from shoka, moha and shoka, okay? And understand all these are nothing but asat mithya. They appear to be there, they are not really there, they are as though. Iti manasi nischitya. Nischitya, being firm about it, okay? Having ascertained about it. Titikshasva. May you forbear, okay, may you endure all the pairs of opposites, understanding their nature. Iti abhiprayaha. Okay. But I think next class I should sum up the whole thing so it become very clear. Or point one, point two, argument one, argument two, I'll sum up. Really, I'm going to make it because it's a very, because this shloka, if I don't do it correctly now, okay, we have finished the whole thing and all the 1, 2, 3 arguments, all the answers, I'll put them all, tell you again together, you will understand the sequence. If I don't tell them together, you heard there, here and there, you will miss it. Because it's very, very important for you to understand later on. So how can you endure them? Once you understand how real they are, and you can endure them. Why? There's a maturity. You understand the fact, accept the fact. This is the fact about all the pairs of opposites. This is the nature of the asat, mithya. Okay? The world of objects of experience. Then you can endure them. Once you know their nature. Understand, endurance is possible if you know the nature. If you know the nature means you have understood them, means you can accept them. Once you can accept them and endure them means then you are mature, the most mature. Okay? That's why the most mature person does not complain. Can't afford to complain. Any complaining is in fact immaturity. That is how Shastram says. So we have to try to become mature. That is why Urvarukamiva Bandhanan. Urvarukamiva. Why Urvarukam? Make me mature. How can I become the most mature? Okay, I had to become mature relatively in order to become mature absolutely. Understand? It is the knowledge which makes one the most mature. It is the knowledge which makes one the most mature. Until we gain jnanam, you are not mature. The most mature person is the jnani. The more mature is the one who wants to, makes efforts to become a jnani. Understand? And those who do not know the value of knowledge at all are the immature. Okay, still we are not mature. Okay. Therefore, kim punaha तत्
यत्
सत् एव सर्वदा इति उच्यते. ओके, देन् वाट् इस् दट् सत् देन्? ओके, नौ हेव् अण्डर्स्टुड् वेरि क्लियर्लि. सत् इस् ओके दट् विच् एक्सिस्ट्, दट् विच् इस् अन्कास्ट्, कास्ट्लेस्, that which does not depend upon any other cause for its existence, that which exists always, beginninglessly, endlessly, changelessly, and that existing, it lends existence to the anatma. Okay, therefore what is the sat? What is the nature of it? So further he says here, avinashitu tadviddhi yena sarvamidam tatam vinashamoyayasyasy na kaschit kartum arhati. Kaschit is that person. Avinashitu tadviddhi yena sarvamidam tatam vinashamoyayasyasya na kaschit kartum arhati. So this verse comments upon the nature of this sat. Okay, what has been said earlier? What is sat? Again, it says tad. Okay, avinashi tad. What is tad? Tat is sat. That Brahman. Okay, tad is what? Basically sat. What is sat? Existence. What is existence? The karanam. What is the karanam? Which is self-existent. What is that? Chit. What is chit? Pure knowledge. What is pure knowledge? It is always there. Okay? And tad avinashi. Because tad is a neuter gender word. It's avinashi. See, nashaha means destruction. Vinashaha, total destruction. Okay, nashaha, vinashaha, nasti, yasya, tad avinashi. Okay, so that which is indestructible. Oh, hey Arjuna, know that sat to be indestructible. What is sat here? Chit. So, okay, now what is sat here? What is existence? The existence of the jagat, existence of the body, existence of the sense powers, existence of the pranas, physiological functions, existence of the mind, okay, is the atma, the knower, which is the chit. That chit is not subject to any destruction at all. It is indestructible, avinashi. May you know that sat, vidhi. Vidhi means may you know, janihi. Okay? May you understand, may you know that sat, which is chit, is not subject to any destruction, is indestructible. Vinashaha nasti, asya iti avinashi. Understand how? We just now we understood. There are only two things. Okay? We look at us. In fact, we said two and reduce the two into one. There's only sat and asat. Sat is not the asat, but the asat is nothing but the sat. Why? Because asat is mithya. Asat is what? Karyam. Karyam is has no independent existence apart from the karanam. Karyam is nothing but the manifestation of the karanam, the sat. Understand? There is no second thing other than the sat. For one thing to be destroyed by another thing, there must be at least two things. There is no second reality at all. Understand? There must be two things now for one to be destroyed by the other. What we have understood very well, there is only absolute reality is one. In fact, what is absolutely real is, what is there is only the absolute reality. Why? How do we say what is there is only the absolute reality? The relative reality, the empirical reality, even what is seemingly there is also manifestation of that only reality. Therefore, there is no second thing other than the reality, the Satyam Brahma, Sat Brahma, which is Chit. Understand? The whole Asat Jagat exists depending upon the Sat. Because it is as well as the effect. It is not independent existence, as well as the effect. Therefore, effect is nothing but the cause. And what is there as the cause? Only the Satyam, which is Chit, the consciousness. Understand? That Chit, other than the Chit consciousness, this which is there as the Satta of the Jagat, there is nothing. The whole Asad Jagat, Mithya Jagat, is basically Satyam Brahma, which is Chit, the pure consciousness. Therefore, there is no second thing to destroy this Sat. There is no second thing. No second thing, understand? There is no second thing. Yeah, there's no, okay. How can wave destroy the water? Understand? Therefore, Avinashi, may you know Vidhi, may you know that Sat to be indestructible. Because all that is there is Asat, and Asat is nothing but Sat. For Sat is not subject to any destruction, is indestructible. Avinashitu tadvidhi. Therefore, he says, why it cannot be destroyed? Yena sarvam idam tatam. Idam sarvam yena sadvastuna tatam. Tatam means pervaded. It's a participle. No, past passive. It has been pervaded. So, pervaded by what? By that. Why it has been all, the entire Asat Mithya Jagat, okay, is as well as the effect, and then Sat Atma is the as well as the cause, always the effect is pervaded by the cause, okay, there is no place, no effect, no, which remains without being pervaded by the cause. So the whole Mithya Jagat, the effect, is pervaded by the cause, the Sadatma. Understand, the entire way, the entire wash is pervaded by water. Any ornament is pervaded by gold. Like that, anything is pervaded by the cause, the consciousness. As what? That is why we said, in every cognition, okay, always two cognitions. Okay, sadbuddhihi, asadbuddhihi. And sadbuddhi vishayaha na vyabhicharati. Asadbuddhi vishayaha vyabhicharati. The object of sadbuddhihi remains unchanging without undergoing changes. The object of asadbuddhi keeps on changing. In every asadbuddhi change, in every time asadbuddhi vishaya changes, sadbuddhi vishaya continues to be there. We have already seen that. Therefore, it has been pervaded. Like how the illuminate pervades all the illumined objects, the pure consciousness, the chit as the cause pervades the entire Mithya Jagat. This is a second thing other than the Satatma. So, yena sadvastuna idam asat jagat sarvam tatam. Okay? Tasya sataha satat sad, satat sad. Avinashi, may you understand that Sat, which pervades the entire Jagat as its cause, which is manifest as the Jagat, the effect, is not, okay, is indestructible. The Vinasham, Avyasya Asya, so Avyasya, that which is not subject to change, Vyayaha means change. Vyayaha also means expenditure. You know that? Vyayaha means decline. Avyayaha means that which is not subject to any decline, not subject to any change, that which cannot be diminished, cannot be increased, it's avyaya. Understand? Avyayaha. So avyayasya asya. We see the meanings later on. Very Bhashyam is beautiful. Bhashyam is following. Asya avyayasya, of this indestructible, unchanging, the changeless, indeclinable, okay, unchangeable reality, the sat, vinasham kartum, to destroy this, okay, to cause destruction to this indestructible sat, kaschit na arhati, na kaschit arhati, no one is eligible, no one can now cause any destruction to this sat. Okay, that is the meaning. Asya, okay, we see that. Avinashitu tadvidhi. Yena sarvamidam tatam.
Yena sarvamidam tatam.
Vinashamavyayasyasya nakaschit kartum arhati. Okay. So kaschit means someone, nakaschit no one, none, kartum arhati, no one can really destroy. Vinasham kartum nakaschit arhati, no one can destroy, bring about any destruction to this sat, the existence, which is pure consciousness, the chit, which is of the nature of, okay, which is not subject to any destruction, which is not subject to any change or decline. Okay? Actually, we have seen the meaning of the verse, but still we'll see the Bhashyam explanation, everything in class. When we see, before I enter into the Bhashyam of the next verse, what I'll do next class, I'll sum up. Because I told here and there bits, everything, I'll redo the whole thing in 10 minutes. Okay, just within 10 minutes, what I've been talking to you for in the past three classes, I'll sum up in 10 minutes. Okay, very, not fast, okay, I mean clearly, because I won't repeat. Without repeating, I'll sum up the whole thing. Then we'll go ahead with the meaning of the Bhashyam next class. It's okay? Anything you want to ask?
What question? You said in order to have this vision of the reality as it is, so that one lives a life which is beyond complaint, you appear to imply that one needs to practice having this vision.
No, there's nothing to practice. One has to have the vision.
So then how does one get the vision if one doesn't...
One has to keep on listening. See, the keep on listening, how long until you have the vision? Okay? Keep on listening. And as you listen itself, now you start thinking. You start thinking. Definitely the thinking must have been different from what it has been before. Can't you say that? You've been listening. See, before hearing this, your understanding was there. Some understanding you had. But now you had a little more, better understanding. You have to keep on listening.
So you're saying then that there's absolutely no effort. Whatsoever.
I don't say you should not complain. Please listen carefully. I never say you should not complain. We are allowed to complain. How can we remain without complaining? We are here only to complain. We can very well complain. The Shastram says the very complaint. Okay, the question of why we do complain, why we lament, why we grumble. Why? Because, you know, the irritability, all these problems, the intolerance, the absence, you know, the why all these things? Because we don't know. Okay, because we are not mature. Why are we not mature? Because we don't know the facts. We can't accept what is happening. Why can't we accept? Because we don't know. We don't know the facts. So it's nothing wrong. If you don't see, being ignorant is not wrong. Being ignorant is not wrong. Being ignorant is not okay. Nothing wrong. Why can't we be ignorant? We are born ignorant. Let us accept our slot, okay? We are born ignorant and we are ignorant of being ignorant. At least we expose the Shastram, we become aware of being ignorant. Then we try to become free from ignorance. Once you become free from ignorance and you understand the things, okay, what is that? And see, why this irritability? Why these irritations? Why these complaints? Why intolerance? Why I become agitated? See, not only one person, I don't mean one person, we all of us. Every human mind is subject to get agitated. I get agitated, you get agitated, anybody get agitated. When you are not, things which do not agitate you, okay, may agitate me. Things which agitate me may not agitate you. But still everyone is subject to agitations. Get agitated. And we get really, we are highly troubled, disturbed. We are helplessly troubled. When we are disturbed, we don't know how to, okay, we don't know how disturbed we are. Understand? We are helpless. We are helpless. When you are disturbed, naturally, when we are disturbed, we disturb others. Others means what? Okay, we happen to disturb because when you are disturbed, because of helplessness. Why do nobody intends to disturb other person? I tell you, there's no intention of disturbing others. Whoever disturbs others due to utter helplessness. Utter helpless behavior. Once you understand it, that's why we accommodate. Understand? That is why sadhus can stand anything. Sadhus means not, okay, once you have this, you can understand. Because understanding the behavior from the background. Everyone is perfectly alright, I tell you. Helplessness. So what Shastram says is, any disturbance, okay, the disturbed disturbs. Why you are disturbed? Because you can't take things. You can't take things as they are. Why can't you take things as they are? Because you can't accept them. Because from your view, they are not right. Understand? And why can't you accept them? Because I don't understand them. Why they seem to be wrong? Because I don't understand totally things. What? Understand? Why don't you understand? Because I don't know. Because I don't know. And I mistake what is not, what is mithya for sat. Because I don't know what sat is. So what Shastram says is, because there's a fundamental, this ignorance, because of ignorance there's delusion, okay, mistake asat for sat, which is delusion, the lack of discriminative understanding, what is sat and what asat is delusion. The delusion is moha, in fact. The moha results in shoka, the sorrow. Okay? Therefore, and then you also mistake. Therefore, how to get a shoka? You had to become free from moha, the delusion. You had to become free from shoka, the sorrow. To become free from moha, you need to know. Okay, you need to know. You have to have clarity, viveka. And to have only viveka, the discriminative understanding, will help you get rid of the moha, the delusion. Therefore, to have viveka, you need to know what the sat, understand, and what is asat, knowledge. Therefore, once you know what it is, then you can understand as they are. Once you understand them, you can accept them. Okay? And acceptance implies maturity. I don't say we are totally immature. We are mature when compared to some other people. There's also maturity, different degrees of maturity. How mature are we? We are mature, definitely. I don't know if we're totally immature. We won't go and play under, no.
My question was not about that. My question was really about the Shravanam and Mananam. You said in order to have this vision, to gain this vision, one just needs to listen. Does that mean, this is my question, does that mean that there is absolutely no effort in Mananam?
See, listening, it's Shravanam itself, when repeatedly done, becomes Mananam. Shravanam done once, again done. No, repeated Shravanam will become Mananam. Repeated Shravanam and Mananam will become Nididhyasanam.
You're making it sound automatic. Is it as automatic as you're making it appear?
Automatic means what? Your will is very much involved there. It does, it's not happening without your knowledge. It is, there is no, but there's will. Is involved. Automatic means not simply coming and listening. Listening
okay.
means
there's no volition on my part. Is that accurate? You're making it sound as though there's no volition on my part.
Please,
is that right? Is there no volition in mananam? Yes or no? Please, I want to know this. Is there no volition in mananam?
See, shravanam itself becomes mananam means, definitely there is, when the very the repeated effort to have the shravanam itself is what? Volition, no? There's volition. When you repeatedly, when you listen, isn't there volition?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
But does that volition translate into mananam? When I'm listening, because I have, obviously, to listen, I have to attend, which is an act of volition.
See, the repeated...
But does my listening, does the volition of listening translate into a natural mananam? Or is there a further,
yeah.
Or is there a further effort of volition in mananam, is my question.
No, the beginning, what volition is there? That volition continues to be there, okay? That is the mananam, that is nidhyasam, everything. There's no special volition for mananam, special thing for thing. Why I'm saying, why? Because in shravanam, you listen, you listen, you listen, you listen, and some doubts go. Clarity enhances. Then mananam. Removal of doubts, okay, reflecting on what has been heard once, what has been heard again, what has been heard again and again, doubts go. Mananam.
Yeah.
And same reflection mananam, again it becomes nidhyasanam later on. Now this classes I told, I promised in the very beginning, the class will become contemplation for you. I told you, with class itself become meditation, contemplation for you. People think there's some reaction when one has to sit in a corner and do or close your eyes and do something. No. Understanding the as the clarity enhances, see, where were you when I was talking to you about Hadbuddhi, Asadbuddhi, Vishya? Where was your mind? Where was your mind? Was your mind not attention to your mind? All of you were very, effortfully were focusing attention on what I was saying. Where were attention? As I was saying, you were understanding also. You were understanding. If you were not simply mechanically listening. I'm sure it might not have been very clear, but there's some clarity. Definitely, satya, that must be there. Because I see what I see and I know what I'm talking. Therefore, there must be some understanding. Understand? Isn't it a contemplation? Where was that attention? Wasn't sat? When I talked about sat, what is sat? How sat is chit? Where was the attention? The attention was in sat. When I was talking about sat, it was meditation, wasn't it, Radhiji?
Yes, that wasn't asking my question.
Now what I'm saying, this is how shravanam, constant listening, continuous listening, repeated listening, repeatedly listening to repeated thing, okay, repeated listening, then that itself becomes mananam. Because in shravanam itself there is volition. The same volition is there because the amount of shraddha you have. No, with the internet there is volition. And already it is there, it continues to be there till nidhyasana also.
Because I'm finding that mananam is happening spontaneously without my intention.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
Yeah.
Outside this class. It's happening.
And happen.
There's no control over that. There's not something I actively seek to do. It just occurs.
Yeah. See, because the shraddha in shravanam, no, repeated listening definitely clarifies doubts. And when you reflect and see, once you go from the class, definitely you'll be thinking of hatha, satta, all these things we are discussing. You'll be thinking, you know, the mind must be there. And when you think of what has been heard in the class, it's mananam. See, it don't whether I'm sitting here and talking to you or not, if you are listen to your own mind, what you have heard from the class, then that listening to your own understanding of what has been heard, in keeping with what has been heard, not something on your own. Okay? Because mananam. Yeah, mananam should be taking place. But without shravanam, no mananam is possible. If somebody says, no, I don't know any shravanam, mananam takes place with me, then it's a problem.
So this is why the teaching has to be oral.
Definitely. why I'm saying today, okay, I finished the bhashyam of this verse, but still I want to sum up why I say, because I have said in bits. The first portion of bhashyam is said, second is said, because it's little, very subtle, because I suddenly jumped and started somewhere from, because I didn't do from the scratch. It doesn't matter, we don't need this to start from the scratch. Still I can take you, raise it to this, you know, standard, no problem. But it will work hard. So I had to be a little slow. Though I'm considered to be very fast, I'm very slow here. Very slow in the sense, it doesn't matter, I can repeat. And then one more class extra, Radhiji doesn't mind, Richardji doesn't mind, you all don't mind, and then Peterji doesn't mind if I repeat it, because we are only here. Okay, we'll continue and we'll repeat. So we took 3 classes for us to complete this bhashyam. Still, and I'm going to sum up all the points, what is the actual meaning, what are the objections raised, what are the answers given, 1, 2, 3, 4. I'll present it next class. I'll sum up in 10 minutes. Then we'll see the bhashyam of this verse. Just be with me. I can only, with all humility, I can only request you to be with me in the class if you have trust, and Shastram will work, take care of your health. Shastram will take care. Surrender to Shastram, Shastram will take care. Okay, and all of us are surrendering to Shastram. I'm not asking you to surrender to me, to the Shastram and the Sampradaya. And we are all now going to see together in the light of Shastra's words. Okay? But we have to be a little patient. It does work. It will work. I tell you one thing. See, yajnaha means worship. Worship. Yajnaha, yagaha means worship. It's a Vedic word for worship. And when there is, yajna is basically a form of worship, which is a physical activity. You kindle the fire, okay, offer oblations, invoke the great gaze of phenomena, devata, okay, and then this is there, but through the act of offering, you reveal gratitude to the phenomena for their contribution for your well-being, okay, to earth, all other phenomena, other elements as devatas. As, I mean, gods and goddesses, we say. Again, no, the word god does not mean, I mean, the devata. Every phenomenon is looked upon as devata here, the deities. But Shastram says the best of the, you know, all the forms of worship, the best form of worship is listening to the subject matter of the Shastram. It's a big yajna. It's a jnana yajna. Know why? It's a jnana yajna. Here, and here also, some yajna is taking place. Best of the form, all forms of worship is jnana yajna. And Bhagavan is very much here, and with all of us, because we are not placing our attention elsewhere. You are trying to understand what is being said in the text. And we are trying to understand what order is. See, the more we understand these things, see, it's not one thing we are learning here. Not one small thing here. It's not simply understand the reality, Atma alone. Along with the understanding of Satta, Satta, Atma, Anatma, etc., etc., also understand, we have some wider understanding of the concept of Ishvara as order. We'll see that also. You'll see, many things will become very clear. And that also will come slowly. Things will become very, very, very clear.
Can I ask you one thing? We spoke about oral, we get a lot of reading matter as well. Yes. I mean, I find that reading is also helpful. I mean, we're not saying that the reading is not a...
No, reading will be helpful only if you're exposed to Sampradaya. Expose the sense word. At least some listening must be there. Then based on the listening, when you read, the reading also will contribute for your clarity. If you're enhancing your clarity, it will contribute. But mere reading, without listening to anything, mere reading sometimes may help you understand. It depends upon what you're reading. which book are you reading? Now, if it's book on mysticism, then it has nothing to do with the teaching, you see. You can just believe it, whatever mysticism. And then you will not be able to understand anything. Even if you understand something about book on mysticism, mystic powers. Okay, one minute I have had the mystic powers by practicing certain things. So what? Like that. What you are reading also is important. Suppose I am reading something which is, you know, then you can understand. There are many books you can read sometimes. And sometimes the light of this knowledge, clarity, even what is there subtle also will become very clear. Really?
Yeah, because there's a lot of articles that somebody has written.
Yeah.
Small things.
Yeah, definitely, they all of them. So all of them based on the vision. You see, once you are, students of Vedanta, when you read any article, any book connected to Vedanta, will be very clear for you. You can really understand easily, effortlessly understand. Suppose without being exposed to any Vedanta, other people simply read. Suppose you are the problem, you are the solution. What is this? People for non-Vedantin, he think, what is this? I am a problem. I am a solution. Do I cause problem? I have problems. When the person says, I have problems, you say, you are the problem. He can't understand that. You means ignorance of yourself is the problem. Knowledge of yourself is a solution. That is simply said, you know, you are the problem, you are the solution. He can't even understand what it is all about. So any article connected to Vedanta, books connected to Vedanta, will not make any sense for the people, for those people who are not exposed to Vedanta, or do not know, who have nothing to do with Vedanta. Even the so-called people, there's many people who are simply interested in intellectual pleasure, intellectually inclined people, who are just, they want to know things. And they read a lot of books, and they have that habit of reading books. Even those people, they can't really understand. Suppose there are many books by Stephen Hawkins, like what are the books like, you know, History of Time, Big Bang, all those things. You see, if you read, even though there are a lot of the, you know, there is another book also. There are many books. People who don't have any knowledge of physics, I don't think they can understand those books. what I'm saying is some basic knowledge, you see. Otherwise, History of Time will not make any sense for people who don't know any physics. It's very interesting, if you have some knowledge. But still, when compared to Vedanta, it's okay. It's nothing. Okay, and you see the beauty of that in a given context, and you see the limitation of it. Now, for that matter, whatever book you're reading, that book, the subject matter of it, what is it connected to, is very important. Then, according to Vedanta, if you're already listening to something, you understood certain things, you have some understanding, and you're also, you know, you're pursuing with the further understanding means, then definitely it will make sense and clarity. It will be useful, definitely. Reading books will be very, very useful. In fact, certain people, many people are reading the books I gave, and they're very, very happy.
Which books are?
Oh, I gave them Introduction to Vedanta, and then Dialogue with Swami Dayananda, a lot of questions and answers, and so many other books. So, you haven't got the books?
I have a question.
Yeah?
What's the point? Of truly having this knowledge, or thinking that you do, or gaining it, this supreme pure consciousness. Is it possible to have this knowledge and still be unkind? To truly have this knowledge? Or, in other words, because that's what I see, you know, a lot of times that's when I start to feel a little troubled, because you know, there's so many people and not, you know, around who portray themselves or seem to have this kind of understanding or knowledge, mm-hmm. right? But yet, I guess there's still, you know, in other words, if you have this understanding, therefore your agitation should settle down, correct? Your agitation. Because if you understand the nature of yourself and the nature of the agitation, the asat and the sat, then your agitation should calm down. But a lot of times I and that's when, you know, sometimes I sort of sit back and I'm like, but what is this? You know, this
You mean
in other words, to me, kindness is a much better, more of a sign of true understanding and knowledge of this that we're talking about than benefit rather than unkindness, correct?
Yeah, I tell you one thing. People who have this knowledge will definitely be very kind. Okay? Mm-hmm. There'll be personification of kindness, the embodiment of kindness, fullness, because that's how they should be. They will be, not should be, they will be. If you see somebody who's not kind enough, who's agitated, who's also like ordinary people, then if you mistake that person for the knowledgeable person, that person will not be knowledgeable. Understand? Then it's your mistake. You mistake the person who's not knowledgeable for knowledgeable, and you expect the person to be somewhat different from, you know, how the person should be, etc. No. The person will not be knowledgeable. Definitely, the person of vision, the person of knowledge, cannot be unkind. Mm-hmm. Cannot be.
Because I know that.
Because they'll be most accommodative. Being kind means what? Being tolerant, being accommodative. How can one be accommodative? Okay, one can accommodate anything as long as they're not dependent on other people's behavior for their happiness.
Knowing that the understand. Other person's behavior might just be a manifestation.
No, no. See, my well-being, my comfort, my happiness, my thing is dependent on others. Okay, others' behavior. Then I will get agitated. If I'm not dependent, then I can just accommodate the other any behavior because I see the reason, cause behind it, reason behind it. No problem. That is what being accommodative is being kind.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Anything else?
You mentioned earlier, like there's no secondary thing. So we're always mistaking, like for example, sadness or irritability is not sat. But what you're saying is that is sat. That's sat. Correct.
Why is said irritability, any pairs of all these pairs of opposites, they're all basically asat. Asat means subject to change.
Yes.
Not subject to change, they don't have independent existence. See, anger does not exist by itself. Not the anger, no, the jealousy does not exist by itself. Hatred does not exist by itself. Understand? Pain, emotional pain does not exist by itself. Pleasure does not exist by itself. So they all exist only when they are known, when they are experienced. Okay.
Right.
So what, therefore, because they don't have independent existence apart from the experiencer, they say they are all mithya. Mithya asat. Mithya and asat. So when you look at them all, when you say all the asat is as good as the effect when you say, and sat is what? Sat is not the asat, but the asat is nothing but the sat. Cause is not the effect, but the effect is nothing but the cause. So understand, because they don't have independent existence, they are, okay, they're looked upon as effects.
So
therefore, as an effect, as the manifestation, we say asat is sat. Therefore, all these pairs of opposites are also what basically sat. That's what I said.
Mm.
Is it clear? Have I made it clear?
So you're saying they what makes them occur is the power you put on it. I mean that you're not letting them pass. You're firing, you're putting energy into them to make it yours. You're claiming them.
No, no. The claiming them is because, I told, because we have identity, wrong identity. I told in the very beginning. You know, we mistake the non-self for this self.
Mm-hmm.
You mistake the non-self for this self means, I think the body mentions complex as I. I think I am the body, mind, complex. I think I am the body. I think I'm the mind. I don't even think. I just have an identity there. I have identity. Helplessly, I have identity with the mind sometimes. Sometimes with the physiological functions. Sometimes with my senses. Sometimes with my physical body. Sometimes with all of them. Identity is there. And that identity is now, we are not, we don't, I mean, deliberately, we don't make effort to have identity. Helplessly, we have that identity, wrong identity. Therefore, all the limitations and the attributes, the dharmas of this body, or the pranas, and physiological functions, or the senses, the mind, we take it as our own. I take it as my mind. Then I say, no, I have this. The limitations, I think I have them. Why? Because I think the body, sense, body, mind and senses as I. Therefore I say, I have them. Why I do that? Because I don't know what I am. Because I don't know what I am, I mistake myself for what I am not. Therefore, I mistake their attributes as my attributes. Then I say, I have. It's not so, we are not holding on to them, really speaking. They are holding on to us.
But what you're saying...
That is why help. That is why we are helpless.
Yeah.
So we don't do anything. We don't claim or anything. That's, we say that we have them. That's all. And Shastram says, knowledge, they will all disappear. Disappear means what? You won't have wrong identity. Once you don't have wrong identity, and then you won't mistake. And you look at them as, you'll be very objective.
It doesn't mean you disappear.
No, you'll be objective.
Objective.
Yeah, you'll be objective. That to have the objectivity, not to have subjectivity, not to be subjective, to be objective, you need to distinguish. That is why Shastra study. And then, why we are not objective? Because we don't know. We are helpless. Once you are objective, means they are not there. And I have is not there, you see. Then you are free. You are free. Keep on listening, you become samskara. No? If you keep on listening. Even if you don't understand Sanskrit language, just keep on coming and listening. Just be here. Listen. And there'll be a time when we'll see all the world become very familiar. Very familiar, and you'll know that. And you see the beauty of the expressiveness of the language, the words. Even though we have English translations here, they're very limited. Therefore, without studying, if simply somebody buys this book and reads the translation, I don't think they can understand how good they are in English language. Without having any basic knowledge of Vedanta, if somebody reads the translation, do you think people can understand?
This verse, not really.
No, some listening should be there. Somewhere, some understanding must be already there. Simply just go and read the book, read the translation of Bhashyam, anything. Even if you read the translations of the verses, they don't make any sense otherwise.
There's some concepts that are just not there in English. I mean, Nietzsche, for instance.
Yeah,
there's
Mithya.
There's a word for it, just, two words for it.
Amitya, dharma, papam. Papam is there. Punyam is not there. Punyam, there's no English word for punyam. There's no English word for mithya. There's no English word for dharma. Because those words do not go, there's no, the language is based on the culture. And culture is based on the vision. That vision is lacking.
Yes.
So the culture, vision is not there. Therefore, the language also cannot have the words.
Yes, it isn't in it.
So the language is based on the culture.
Yes.
Culture is based on the vision. It's lacking.
Yes.